good morning to Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Hello.
Good morning, Darren.
Bit of a head cold this morning. A
little bit of, that going on,
Let's get straight to it with, this is very good. Devonport and Sheffield, by the way, nominated for the Top Tassie Tourism Town Award. So I'll just run through the town. So Bishano, Devonport, Launceston, Richmond, Sheffield, Stanley are the towns that I've got on my list. I thought there was nine in all.
Strawn?
Yeah, Strawn's there. There's only six on my list. Anyway, for us, we're concerned with Devonport and Sheffield. Morning, Sheffield. So this is good recognition for things that have been going on in town recently.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the towns themselves nominate and then they get voted on by community or visitors. So there are different sections. So Devonport and Sheffield are actually in different categories because there's one for over 5,000 people in the community and one for under. So we can both win, which would be great. So it's run by the Tourism Industry Council of Australia, and Tasmania's Tourism Industry Council runs this one. So you can go to their website, which is tict.com.au and vote. And there are prizes. There's a draw for prizes. But we really focused on Devonport being a hub for people to stay, to visit all of the really great things that are in our region. So day trips to Cradle Mountain, to the mountain bike trails, to along the coast. So we focused on that as the opportunities.
Yeah, so there's actually a link via the Devonport Council Facebook page. Have a look there and you can get all the links to your voting. You can watch the video and maybe win a prize. Well, that's very good. Good luck to Devonport and good luck, Sheffield.
Yeah, it's a great little video too to check out.
Yeah, very nice. I watched it yesterday. Beautiful. Hey, how good's the, speaking of videos, have you seen the Last Push to Play video?
It's very emotive, isn't it?
Oh, it's that young girl kicking the ball around the state, including along the Mersey and on the Bluff. Just fantastic.
Yeah, no, look, they've done a really good job of it. It'll be interesting to see what the take-up is. And, of course, there are decisions that will be made outside Tasmania. But certainly, it was a beautiful piece of filming. It was lovely.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that video, go to believetasmanian.com.au. Check out the video and put your name on the list for our own AFL team. All right, so Tassie's top tourist town. Get your votes in for that for Sheffield and Devonport. Now, the residential growth strategy. Now, this is actually closed, isn't it?
Our consultation had closed only yesterday, I think, and so now our team will put those comments discussions together and bring it back to another council meeting if there's any changes that we need to make or the comments that people have brought to us that we might have missed something or whatever, and how people feel about it. So that'll be brought back to another council meeting.
Right. What's the basic overarching idea here? Is there getting ideas on new parks or things like that?
The residential growth strategy is specifically looking at what land we have available for growth, for building residences, and what we might need to do to help free some of that up. There's still quite a bit of land in Devonport available, although, of course, we are landlocked. But there's some of it isn't zoned as it would need to be for residential and so on. Some of it obviously is privately owned. So we're really just doing, an audit of everything that we've got and what might need to happen to make sure that we've got enough land for the growth that we're looking towards in the next few years.
Okay. Now, mobile vending guidelines, consultation and all that.
Yeah, look, the growth of mobile vans for food, particularly food vans, has been really amazing over the last couple of years here in Devonport, and it's certainly added to the atmosphere of things like our markets and the waterfront precinct, out of the Bluff and those sorts of things. But we're really just keen to, revisit it now that it's grown so much, and just we've had guidelines in place, but we really want to make sure that the guidelines work for both the vendors, for people who have established businesses in the area, everyone that that it's fair and equitable across the board. So we just want everyone to have a look at it and give us any suggestions that they think we might be able to make it better for everybody, to make it as vibrant as we think it is already, and encourage people to continue to build their businesses in our area.
Yeah, yeah, it's certainly a growth industry in small business right around the state. More food vans are popping up all the time at markets and sporting events. And I guess, you know, it's not as simple as just parking your van. You've got to be legally parked for a start, and you can't park on a nature strip and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you know, some of them need outlets for their waste or their power, all of those sorts of things. So we need to be really careful that everyone's protected and that everything is safe as well. So we just want to make sure that our guidelines are current and work for everyone.
All right. And if you're in that biz, there's more info on the Devonport Council website. One thing, I know you spoke to Martin from our newsroom, but I want to just quickly get your idea on the story that's come out this week about compulsory voting for council elections. Are you on the fence or...?
A little bit on the fence, I have to say. I've been on council now for nearly 15 years. I don't know whether I should admit that out loud, but it's been brought to the local government association a couple of times over that period, but not since 2016 has it been raised from councils as an issue. So the current councils around the state haven't discussed it, and so I think it's taken us all a little bit by surprise. There are varying views. I think. For me, and this is my personal view, council doesn't have a position on it, but I think that it does acknowledge that local government is important. It acknowledges that it should be treated as seriously as state and federal government, but it also, I think, there's a danger that it might encourage party politics in local government, and I think that would be a huge disadvantage. For local government.
Are you talking about, say, if someone goes for election on the council and they have like a lobby group who can push their agendas?
As endorsed by a Liberal or Labor candidate.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
And then that brings party politics into decision making.
A stooge is what they used to call them.
I had some experience at a conference on the mainland some years ago, and I had no idea that party politics was a huge part of local government on the mainland. And it took me by surprise that they had to vote on party lines in a council.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen here. And I'd hope it never does.
Okay, there you go. Thank you very much. You're off the fence. When is our next council election?
October.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I know you're doing this under duress because you're a little bit crooked this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
And your eyes are starting to water. So you know what you need? You need to go down and swim it out at Splash.
Yes, I do.
Have you done some laps down there recently?
Yesterday morning I was there, yes.
Very good. I'm going this afternoon. Good spot. And just a shout out to the team at Splash. They are doing Australia's biggest morning tea tomorrow. So they'll be running a morning tea. So go along there, pay your money, have a cup, have a bite to eat and have a swim. Very good.
Sounds like a plan.
And raise money for the Cancer Council. Thanks for coming in, Annette.
You're welcome.
Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe.